talk about Seeking Sydney. It is a regular thing we do here on 2SER where we find out the questions you want answered about this city and we go out and make those stories. Now, Monica Samayoa has been working across Seeking Sydney with the Razor's Edge team. Monica, very good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Yes, I have. It's been quite a journey with every question that's been asked. The first one was pretty fun. Last week, we aired our second question, which was, where do I learn an Aboriginal language and why is there no culture and promotion surrounding it?
What an amazing question. Something I think nearly everyone's probably asked at some point in their head. What did you find?
It was very interesting. I actually went to go meet Lauren. She was the one who submitted the question. And I asked her, you know, what's the backstory about this? And she told me a lot of detail, which I don't want to give away because, of course, it's in the story.
Of course, you should listen to the story.
Yes, definitely. But it was very educational. I learned a lot because I'm not originally from Australia. So it was a lot of research that I had to do myself in order to make sure that I was getting the correct information and making sure what I'm putting out there is would make the Indigenous communities proud, would make the Aboriginal communities proud.
Of course, is relevant and actually is, you know, in keeping with what they're trying to say about this themselves.
Yes, definitely.
Ah, tricky situation. Look, really, really excited to have another listen to it. I think it's great. And we'll have a link up on, well, of course, you can find it at Seeking Sydney, 2SER.com/Seeking Sydney. Yes. But we'll make sure there's a link on the breakfast page as well. Now, we're in a voting round. We've got a few questions doing. Can I have a read of these?
Do you mind? Yes, go ahead.
There are three questions currently being voted on. I love this. Is Sydney the best city for coffee in the world? Or does it just have the world's biggest coffee snobs? Melbourne will be very, very upset about that. Where has Sydney's nightlife migrated to? And the final one, and the one that seems to be in the lead at the moment, does Sydney have an underground BDSM culture?
That's interesting. That's in the lead.
That is definitely in the lead.
That'll get me into a whole other round.
Are you prepared to go and do that story?
I mean, yeah. I mean, me and Jesse, we've talked about it. We looked over the questions and he thinks maybe that might win just because it's in the lead right now. So we're kind of getting a little head start, but definitely I don't even know where that's going to take me.
I think that's going to be absolutely amazing. Yeah. So people can jump in and vote now, but of course people can just be suggesting their own questions
as
well.
No, I encourage everyone that I talk to, even on for interviews, even for a simple question, I'm like, hey, we have Seeking Sydney. It basically means that you can submit a question to our radio station and we'll go out and answer it. Well, first it gets voted, but we'll go out and answer your questions and you can be part of it. And the thing is, too, you can send it anonymously. So if you don't want to be part of it, you don't have to be. If you do want to be part of it and be included in every single thing, every single journey and story and person we talk to, you're more than welcome to.
Have there been a few questions where they've come through and you've just looked at it and gone, what?
Yes, there has been. Me and Jesse will look at the questions. Actually, there's a question submitted about you.
Oh, dear me.
Yes.
Do I want to know?
Well, no, it just says, where is Nick Healy?
Where is Nick Healy?
Yeah.
I'm right here. Is that the one that came through with most of my names spelt wrong?
I believe so.
Fantastic stuff. Yes. Don't answer that. We can answer that right now.
I don't think that even made the voting round.
Well, please do get involved. We are really excited about this and clearly the Razor's Edge team putting in a lot of work getting this done. It does play live on Razor's Edge when the stories
are
done?
It does, yes. Usually it'll be the first or the second story. We're trying to get it every 2 weeks, but since some stories, you know, just take longer.
And, you know, you want to make sure you're doing the right thing by the stories as well.
Definitely. So we're hoping for this next question to be out in 2 weeks.
Well, that'll be fantastic. We'll keep an ear out. I'll let you know what's happening. And don't forget, you can go to 2SER.com, find Seeking Sydney, and listen to all the old stories.
Yes.
Get voting.
Yes,
that's my advice.
Please, people, vote.
Monica, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.